This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We got plenty to get to on the show, a game of fact or fiction later in the show, but big offseason ahead for the Cavaliers. We've also got the NBA Finals starting coming up on Thursday night to talk all things NBA. We got the right guest for you. Of the Bleacher Report, Greg Swartz joining us now. Greg, welcome to the show, bud.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today.
Well, we got to talk about this because ESPN linked the Cavs to the idea of trading for the number one pick. We know it's probably not going to happen, probably being most likely, but would you trade Donovan Mitchell for the number one pick and the right to draft Cooper Flagg?
So immediately it kind of takes you out of the title picture for next year. So that like initially gave me pause. But when you think about this, the easy answer is yes. Like you 100% trade Donovan Mitchell for the number one pick because Donovan Mitchell is going to be 29 years old this fall. You basically have him for one more guaranteed year because next year at this time, you're going to have the same conversations that you had last year. Well, he's only got one guaranteed year left. Are we going to have to trade him? Is he going to extend? And an extension for Donovan Mitchell, if he goes in the offseason 2 years from now, is going to be very expensive. We're talking 5 years, over $350 million. And I'm not sure you want to commit that kind of money to a guy who's 30 years old, and small guards typically don't age very well. So if you're okay taking yourself out of the title picture for next year, for the chance to get Cooper Flagg and pair him with Evan Mobley and Darius Garland for the next 10 years, that's an opportunity you absolutely could not pass up. It's not going to happen because Dallas is not going to trade that number one pick. I guess I shouldn't say never because Nico Harrison is still running the Dallas Mavericks. But if you could trade Donovan Mitchell and get the number one overall pick in the draft and get Cooper Flagg, you absolutely have to do it.
I mean, I can't imagine. You bring up Nico there. I can't imagine. He's already the most hated man in Dallas. And then everyone's like, okay, maybe he did it for a reason to get the number one overall pick. If he trades Cooper Flagg, the hate would be – it'd be so intense. I can't even figure out how to accurately describe it.
Yeah, I don't think the hate could get any worse towards him after the Luka Doncic trade.
So that's the approach.
This might do it. If he wasn't fired before, he'd definitely be fired now if we trade the number one overall pick.
So I guess big picture, given everything you've said, should Donovan be untouchable?
I think this season he is. Like, obviously, yeah, if the number one overall pick is on the table, like, sure, you trade him that, but it's not going to be. I go in this offseason, like Donovan to me is untouchable. Evan Mobley is untouchable. We can have conversations about everyone else. Like I'm not calling teams saying, give me your best offer for Darius Garland. No, Darius Garland is a 25-year-old all-star under contract for the next 3 years at a pretty good number. Like there's a ton of value there. I'm not trading him. I'm fine if they run it back with Jared Allen. I think Jared Allen is the most likely member to be traded. He'd be the one that I would be most willing to part with and possibly move Evan Mobley to a full-time center position, which I think is going to be his long-term home. But yeah, Donovan for me, 28-year-old right now, prime of his career, just an unbelievable representation for the city of Cleveland and the Cavaliers. And obviously we see what he does in the postseason when the lights are the brightest. Yeah, unless it's the number one overall pick or just a tremendous offer. Yeah, he's untouchable for me this offseason.
You said this offseason twice in that answer then. So are you thinking after this year, if it doesn't actually pay off, is that when we start conversations with Donovan being traded?
Yeah, you have to. Like I said, you'd be in the same boat you were last year where, okay, we look at it as he's got a player option at the end. So he dictates his future. He set up this contract where he would have 10 years of service if he opts out of that, and then he can sign for 35% of the salary cap. And in a couple of years, 35% of the salary cap is going to be a lot of money. And like I said, it's a no-brainer if you sign Donovan Mitchell to a three-year, $150 million extension. It's a no-brainer. $50 million a year for one of the best players in the NBA. It's tremendous value, especially in when we see players like Jaylen Brown, who's making $50-plus million. When we see Bradley Beal making $50-plus million, it's a no-brainer. But when he's asking for $70 million a year, when he can sign for that 35% of the cap in a couple years, I have real pause giving Donovan Mitchell, as good as he is he going to be worth that moving forward, especially when he's in his 30s? I'm going to have a tough time giving him that contract. So, yeah, I think next offseason is when you start having those trade conversations with other teams.
Greg Swartz of the Bleacher Report on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, as we continue to have this conversation about Jared Allen, Darius, the roster, when you see the landscape of the NBA this offseason, are there trades that fit the trade value for Jared and also make the Cavs better?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of teams out there that definitely need a center. You know, I'm sure the Los Angeles Lakers are going to call the Cavs and see, you know, what would you want for him? You know, could we get him for a Rui Hachimura and a Dallin Connect and a 2031 first-round pick? Is that good enough value? I don't know. It depends how much the Cavs, you know, value Jared Allen, because he's still making $20 million, and then he's going to start a three-year, $90 million extension. That's a really good number. Like, even when his extension kicks in, his salary is only going to go up to $28 million the year after next. And this is a guy who's 27 years old. He's just entering his prime. So I think he has a lot of value. You know, the Lakers will call. I think the Memphis Grizzlies are a team that will call if they're trying to take another step towards a championship and they don't think Zach Edey is going to be a guy that can play, you know, 35 minutes a night at the center position. And there's a lot of teams out there that I think would value Jared Allen. And if you're the Cavs, you got to make sure, you know, you're getting somebody who can play center at least for 15 minutes a night. I don't think you want to have Immobile playing center for 35 minutes a night. I don't think that's what you want to do over the course of an 82-game season. I think you got to get tougher. You got to get another wing in there if you're going to go a little bit smaller with Immobile at center. So, you know, I'm not of the camp like we have to trade Jared Allen, but I'm also definitely listening to trade offers for teams, like I said, like the Lakers, maybe like the Grizzlies that are desperate for a center upgrade.
What teams are you looking at or listening to in regards to Darius?
Yeah, I know with Chris Fedor kind of reporting a Orlando Magic, maybe like a Jalen Suggs for Darius Garland. I mean, if you're Orlando, that's absolutely the player you want. You had a top three offense and a bottom, or a top three defense and a bottom three offense. Like, you need a point guard upgrade. You need a playmaker. Why am I going to help out the Orlando Magic? That doesn't make any sense to me at all. This almost beat you in the first round 2 years ago. This is a team that's a point guard away from becoming an elite team in a watered down Eastern Conference. So there's no way I'm helping them. Although that's the number one team for me, I think, that needs a point guard. The Sacramento Kings need a point guard after they traded De'Aaron Fox last year. I don't think Malik Monk is good. I don't think he's a full-time starting point guard in the NBA. But you look around, there's a lot of teams that already have their point guard. So there's a couple teams that I think could make a run at Darius, you know, headlined by the Orlando Magic. But overall, a lot of teams have their full general already.
Greg, looking to the big plan, right? Forever, for like a 5, 6, 7 year stretch, the rest of the NBA was building to beat the Golden State Warriors. And then it kind of became this this current Boston team, right? Is the plan, if you're building an NBA team right now, if you are not one of the remaining teams going to the NBA Finals, is the plan still you got to build to beat around Boston? Is there a new team to beat in the NBA, or is it more nebulous than that?
Yeah, I mean, Boston, we don't know what Boston's going to do this offseason. They're over $20 million into the second apron. They have new ownership, so they're definitely going to want to cut costs. This is a team that would not surprise me if they traded a Drew Holiday or a Kristaps Porzingis. I don't think they're going to trade Jaylen Brown. They're going to really rely heavily on him next year with Jason Tatum out. I think the two teams that you have to look at that should scare you the most over the next 5 years are the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. To me, the Spurs, when you have a healthy Victor Wembanyama and you have Steph Castle and now they have De'Aaron Fox and they still have a bunch of draft picks, Devin Vassell, the Spurs are the next team that's going to be coming up. And it's, okay, how do we counter kind of that size they have in the middle while having wings, while having defense? Because to me, the Celtics, they're getting older. I don't think they're going to have all their pieces back next year, like I said, because of their financial restrictions. If you're looking at how to build a team, you need depth, you need defense, and you need some size in the interior, because it's the Spurs and it's the Thunder are the two teams, I think, over the next 5 years that are going to establish themselves as the best teams, not only in the West, but probably the NBA in general.
So you're kind of suggesting, you know, we have not had a recent stretch here with any sort of dynasty teams. It sounds like you're making the suggestion that maybe we will go back into that line of thinking where you do have these teams that over 3, 4, 5 years compile multiple championships, multiple titles.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that kind of dooms these teams as they get, you know, they empty their draft picks and their assets to get these stars to put around a star that they already have. The Oklahoma City Thunder have more draft picks than anybody still. And they have a guy that just won MVP. They have a second all-star in Jalen Williams. They have Chet Holmgren, who is only getting better as an elite rim protector and a guy that can shoot threes. Like, this is a team that should scare everybody because they could have lost in the second round this year and you've been like, well, they're going to be right back for the next couple years. The fact that they're in the finals, can win the finals, and still have more draft picks than any other team moving forward. I mean, you just don't see this from potential dynasties. So if you're looking at a team that could really have a good 5 to 10 year run and sustain it because of their draft assets, their ability to get better, yeah, it's Oklahoma City for sure.
Greg, we've had the debate about, you know, this year was a big jump for Evan Mobley. What's the next jump look like and how do you get it? So I'll just pose it to you. If you're the Cavs, you know, how do you unlock the next gear from Evan Mobley?
I think you have to trade Jared Allen. I think that's, if you give Mobley more space on the court, because as much as we like Jared, he's not a floor spacer. If you give Evan Mobley more of an open court and you put him at the elbow or you let him face up, because he's so versatile, and we saw the growth from his offensive game this year. And all of a sudden, maybe you have an offense where now you went from 2 years ago, you had two guys that couldn't shoot three. Now Mobley can shoot. If you trade Jared Allen and you put Mobley at the five, you have all five guys that can shoot. And now this floor is wide open. And I think it needs to be a conscious effort to get the ball to Evan Mobley, which we didn't see in the playoffs where, you know, he's kind of capped at 13 shots a game. Like, that absolutely cannot happen. So I think if you trade Jared Allen and you give Mobley more time at the five, you give him shooters around him, because he is a pretty good passer for his size too. You put him in more pick and rolls, you let him face up, you just give him the ball more and really kind of unlock that offensive game. And I think it helps that Kenny Atkinson, you know, he doesn't have Olympic responsibilities this summer. Like, he was flying from France to come over and just do his press conference, his introductory press conference, and then would have to fly back to France. Like, now he has a full off season to put in a full playbook for Evan Mobley. And I think if you just open up the court for him, you give him the ball more, you kind of take Jared off the court, maybe in a potential trade, and you give Kenny a whole offseason to really design the offense around him and Donovan, I think that's really going to unlock Mobley. And he's only 23 years old, too.
What do you think happens with Ty Jerome?
I think he comes back. Like, there's only a couple teams of cap space. I don't think it makes sense for, like, the Brooklyn Nets to sign him, you know, to a big contract. They're a rebuilding team. There's a lot of teams that could give him the full mid-level exception of about $14 million. And I just think the Cavs, from everything they've said and put out, they're comfortable being in the second apron this year, which they are already. And obviously, if you sign Ty, you know, that's going to have a lot of tax implications where you pay him $10 million, well, you're paying an extra $50 million. But I think they're comfortable being there for a year because they know this is a team that is capable of winning a title. I think you could get him at $8 to $10 million, and he would be comfortable with that. He's got a good role. Obviously, his role became a little bit too much for him when Darius was hampered in the postseason. But this is a guy that's very successful coming off the bench, and he's going to get a good raise from his $2.5 million. Like I say, he's probably going to make 4 or 5 times as much. And why would you want to go anywhere else? You have Donovan Mitchell here, who you have a relationship with. You have DeAndre Hunter here, who you have a relationship with. This is a special place for you. You just had the best season of your career. If the money's right and you're tied to your own, why would you want to go anywhere else? And if you're the Cavs, you can't go out and spend that money on anybody else. Like, you can't, you don't have the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. So you either spend it on Ty Jerome or you don't spend it at all. So I think ultimately the two sides will come to an agreement. Ty Jerome will be back with the Cavaliers.
Greg, real quick here, we got about 45 seconds. Thunder's Pacer, game one of the NBA Finals Thursday night. What's your pick and how competitive do you expect these finals to be?
I really like the Pacers. Obviously what they did to the Cavs, what they did to the Knicks, I picked them to beat them. Their depth would win out. But every strength that the Pacers have, the Thunder can counter it. The Pacers can go 10, 11, 12 deep. The Thunder can do that too. The Pacers, we know how fast they like to play. The Thunder played at a faster pace in both the regular season and the playoffs so far than Indiana. Like, they just don't have the advantages that they had over the Cavs, that they had over the New York Knicks. I think the Thunder win, and I don't think it's a real long series. I'd be shocked if it went 6 games or more. I think the Thunder win in 5, and I think this is potentially the start of a mini dynasty for Oklahoma City. I'm a big fan of theirs, and I think it's going to be kind of a boring NBA Finals because the Thunder are going to win in probably 5 games.
NBA writer for the Bleacher Report and author of the Wine and Gold Winner book. Check that out wherever you get books. Greg Swartz joins us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Greg, great stuff, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Great stuff with Greg there. We'll react to what he had to say about your Cavaliers and the new mini dynasty in the NBA coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Outside the box trades for the number one pick. And it should be noted, like 5 minutes after they won the NBA lotto, the Mavericks said, we're not doing this. And there's a report that they're just definitively taking Cooper Flagg, and that's it. So that being said, people are falling back, and ESPN fell back on the idea that Nico Harrison has an aggressive streak and that might just be kind of like when Kobe Altman said 2 weeks ago, we like our core four and we're not planning on any big changes. That could all be a front. But specific to what he was saying, do you think that Donovan should be untouchable?
So I want to say yes until then you read something like that and it's like, well, wait a second. If a Godfather offer, that's what that is, right? That's a Godfather offer. If that comes on the table, why is he untouchable?
I think the only guy that should be untouchable is Evan.
Yeah.
I think Evan is, and I still like, everyone's talking about Darius. Do you have more with Darius? Do you have more with this guy? I think Evan, the more you build this thing around him, the better he's going to become. And I totally understand why some people don't see that right now. I understand if you just look at just what he's done, just the stats, I get it. But if you really look and watch Evan play, it's on the Cavs to get the most out of him. And if that means Donovan has to go, find a Godfather offer and vaya con Dios. If that means Darius has to go or Jared has to go or all three have to go, okay, then that's where you have to go from here.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems very, very unlikely, but I do love the idea of brokering. And like, I think that's why the Giannis conversation was so impactful in many ways. It's like, because we talk about these players being untouchable, and then it's like, well, what about Giannis for Mobley? And then all of a sudden, half the fan base is like, okay, let's go ahead and do that deal. Like, so are you really untouchable, or is there some wiggle room there? And if there's some wiggle room there, and I think with Donovan, I think there is. I think there's more than what a lot of people considered. Well, then, okay, let's have some conversations.
Yeah, and I think specific to Donovan, I think the age is one thing. The fact that he's going to be 29 in
Massive
September.
Part of that. And you talked about the money attached to all this, too.
The future contract is another, and he is an undersized combo guard. So price is dependent. Listen, if there's an offer like what the Utah Jazz got for Donovan, if there's that similar offer out there, I don't take it. I'm not interested in that. And in fairness, I think that price was as low as it was because Donovan, there was a perception that it was New York or bust. And two, Donovan has to be traded.
Well, yeah, they just traded Rudy Gobert, too. Like, they were signaling a new franchise in Utah.
But, like, to what Greg said, if you're going to consider it next offseason, I'm not saying, this is not the same thing as saying trade him. But if you're going to consider it next offseason, there's worse thing you could do than considering it right now. It doesn't mean you have to do it, But you should, where you are in this after three really nice seasons, but three really disappointing postseasons, you should be looking at how do we take a step forward, even if it means taking a momentary step back.
Yeah, I do think, though, I know Kobe Altman's, he wants to see Mobley and Donovan at least do one more year. You'd be crazy not to want to see him do at least one more year.
And we both, by the way, should want to see Mobley and Mitchell for one more year.
Yeah, I mean, I would feel like if they ended up making some sort of, like, so the Cooper Flagg deal is interesting because if they made that move, what you're telling yourself is we're not going to be as competitive next year. You'll still be somewhat competitive, but not as competitive. And then you'll be trying to peek out Evan Mobley while Cooper Flagg is maybe in, I don't know, year two, year three, somewhere around there. And then you have an extended runway with the two of them to try to really make a big push for it. It's really about sacrificing the now for the future. But if that happened, there'd still be a part of me that's like, wait, this Cavs team could be really good with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley.
Well, okay, so like,
you are sacrificing the right now.
So, okay, if in this, you'd have to get a third team to make this work because of the way the salaries line up. But if you could.
Did they do four teams on it? In their version?
In the ESPN one.
ESPN version, they had four teams.
Yeah, but
which is
specific
wild.
To, like, and we talk about untouchable. If I could take Donovan Mitchell and turn him into Jaylen Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I do that. Like, with respect
I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah, Brown did not have a very good season last year, even like by his own standards. And I don't know that I would make that move.
I think I would do it unquestionably. I think he would.
You've
fit
always
here.
Like you've always liked Jaylen Brown a lot, though.
I also think he fits with Darius, and I don't know that he distracts from what you want to do. You'd basically have 2-3 level players there in Evan, in Jaylen, and Donovan, so you don't lose that element to what you have. And, oh, sorry, and Darius.
And Darius.
But I think that's the other thing, is you choose one of Darius and Donovan. But and no, I think that's a huge thing. Like, if you can do that this offseason and make hay on it, that's a massive, massive win for you.
Well, that so that part speaks to something we've been talking about the entire offseason, though, is how much of a shakeup can you have? Like, do you need to shake it up and make sure you give yourself just a little bit of a different look? I think that would be... Listen, it's a cutthroat business. You make whatever move you got to make. If you think that you can get a better deal for Donovan, you do that. But that would be, I would feel bad for Donovan. Like the person and everything attached to what he is, I would feel bad for Donovan.
I don't know if I'd feel bad for Donovan. I think,
although I guess he's still going to Boston in this hypothetical,
yeah, I mean,
right?
If you sent him to...
So it's Tatum and it's Donovan.
If you sent him to New Orleans, I would feel bad about that. All right? That's a bankrupt franchise. That's not great. But if you send him to, and by the way, the one reason I might not do it is because I wouldn't send him to another great place in the East. But I think it's really important that you can understand that the one way in which Donovan and Evan do not fit going forward is their age. And if you chose, like the idea behind the Cooper Flagg thing is, if you're the Cavs, is you take a step back in the foreground,
right,
to take the step forward future.
Well, you're sacrificing the right now is the thing, and I
always
think that's...
But you could still end up being a top six seed while, quote-unquote, what do you say? Sacrificing the right now.
Yeah, because think about it. If you make that deal, Cooper Flagg year one, you're not an NBA title contender or even sniffing that idea. You're just not. I mean, as great as Wemby was in year one...
Are you a title contender now?
I think you're knocking on the doorstep of it. I think you're right there. Depending on what moves they make, if you have a deal where you actually get more than 80 cents in the dollar for Darius Garland, there's a real world where you're a title contender next year. If you have a deal where Jared Allen, you get more than just enough value out of that, yeah, I think if you shake it up, I think there's enough there. Because there is enough talent on this team. It's about getting the pieces to all work. And I think that's been the interesting part about this Cavs team, is having the understanding that they have so much talent and there's so much ability there. And it is title-worthy contender from a talent perspective. It's just the pieces of the puzzle don't all fit.
The truth is, there might be five trades out there in which you can trade Donovan and the pieces fit better for you, or you're better in the long run. So I don't think they're, like I mentioned the Jaylen Brown one, that's one I would do. There aren't a lot of those in this. And I think that's super important to kind of point out here, is there's a difference between doing due diligence. And so basically...
Well, that's where we get in the Darius conversation.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe I'm approaching Donovan with a much, much more guarded restrictions around a trade, but the same way I am with Darius, which is, yeah, I'm not putting him out there like a $2 escort, but I'm out there to find out what is out there, what could shake free
for
you.
And maybe I'm just overrating Donovan at this point. I don't know. Top five finish in the MVP, all NBA first team. Like, he's got the type of talent and ability that, at least I know we want to do a lot for Evan, and that's understandably so, but what Donovan does doesn't get in the way of Evan nearly as much as like what Jared Allen does in getting in the way of Evan.
I think it's more, I really think from the Donovan thing, it's about age. I think it's about, you know, are we starting to butt up against the upper limit of his championship window? And if so, by the time you get to next year, it might be too late to make that move. You might be backed into a corner where, one, he might lose patience with what you're doing, which I don't think we should sleep on if there's another second round exit there. And two, also he'll be 30 for not this year, but the year after.
Right.
That is going to compromise his trade value. None of these are reasons that you have to do. You don't have to do a damn thing with Donovan or Darius this year, but they are reasons to be thoughtful and maybe creative in the future. And I think if I'm saying with Darius, be creative, go out there. Darius for Trey Murphy and the Missy kid from the center out of Baylor, the backup center for New Orleans. If I'm thinking that way with Darius, now with Donovan, I'm thinking much bigger fish. But yeah, the only thing I don't like about the Cooper Flagg thing is I don't love Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit of a tweener.
It's funny
how people love it. They love him.
In a way that he was a transcendent college basketball player. There is no doubting that. He was must-see TV this year. I also wonder, is he doing that in the NBA?
Well, what was who had the comp of him being, if he turns out to Kevin Love's career?
Yes.
Once he said that, that did not help his case in many ways for a lot of people. I think.
Also don't know he's Kevin Love's career, but in the NBA, he might end up being more of a forward, which changes his value. Now, he's got some skills that Kevin didn't have coming out, but still, yeah, I'm not taking Kevin Love with the number one pick. With love and respect.
See? Yeah, there we go.
Isaac, Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm totally disagreeing with everybody that wants to trade Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell. I'm totally in total disagreement. I say it like this. Common sense isn't common to everyone. Why do you guys keep talking about trading this core four? And what are you going to get in return? What you're doing is just replacing them and not fixing the problem that's at hand. The problem at hand is the non-athletic, the weak bench, that has to instill toughness. Darius Garland gets 20 points.
Isaac, real quick. The bench is why they're not tough and not the core four, the guys who play more and have the ball in their hands more and are on the court more?
Darius Garland, the core four, didn't have any problems keeping up with Indiana or any other teams. It's always, if you looked at the games, it was always when the bench came in. Ty Jerome stunk in the playoffs. That's why they couldn't keep up. Every time Indiana's bench came in, they made a run. Don't hang up on me yet, because I know you don't agree with me. But I'm trying to make you make sense here. Now, I'm trying to make you look at the big picture here, both of you guys, because everybody
runway's
wants to
clear,
trade.
Isaac. You go right ahead.
All these guys want you want to trade the team. Who are you going to, first of all, if you get somebody to replace a person that you're trading like Darius Garland, you still have the same problem with the bench. You still have the same problems with rotation. You want to get Giannis in here to play with Mobley. You get Giannis in here to play with Mobley. That's just a crowd right there. That's all that is. All you're creating is a crowded space. You don't want that. What you want is you want shooters and people that can play athletically and above the rim. Your team, the Cavaliers, cannot play above the rim. They don't have any team speed. They can't get their shot off the dribble. They're non-athletic, and they can barely. They're one-dimensional players. Wade's one-dimensional. Merrill's one-dimensional. All these bench players are one-dimensional. They can't.
That's usually bench players, by the way. Name me the five. Name me the five tool bench players in the NBA.
Now you're trying to take it being sarcastic, but you're not doing common sense. You can be sarcastic all you want, but you still don't have common sense. No, you can't. You don't have common sense. All you guys don't have common sense.
No, you don't have common sense.
You don't have common sense.
We've got common sense.
You don't have common sense.
How dare you? You don't have it. Your name is common sense.
You don't have it.
All right. One, nobody on the show has said we want Giannis and still have Mobley here. All right. Two, they didn't lose because of Ty Jerome or Sam Merrill or Isaac Okoro. They lost because their best players aren't tough enough or healthy enough. And toughness can come in a mirror. They lost because the pieces don't fit together, Isaac. So common sense says two undersized combo guards and two bigs who play similar places on the court will overlap and get in each other's way. And listen, the Cavs lost in five games. That's how each of their last three playoffs have ended. To teams, they were favorited. They were favored against the Knicks. They were favored against the Pacers.
The only series.
My point is, like, you were favored in four of the five games against Indiana. And they blew the doors off you. How is that not common sense? I feel like I'm going Pee Wee Herman because I watched the Pee Wee documentary this weekend.
I'm out on Pee Wee Herman.
But
I've been for a while. Do your Pee Wee again.
Right, that sounded like Yoda.
Now do Pee Wee in a movie theater. Easy now. That was Yoda. Ah.
Do or do not.
No chance I'm watching that documentary. By is it a documentary or is it a movie?
It's a documentary.
Yeah, no chance.
Should Donovan Mitchell be untouchable? 216-474-0092. The Peterlin Pass coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It'd be the type of move that would really shatter and really shake the rest of the NBA.
Yeah.
So the likelihood of it happening is next to zero, as we talked about, which is what the whole point of the ESPN article when it came out with Cooper Flagg, too. Like, it's not really going to happen. But if there's a spot where you can find yourself where you're like, oh, maybe I would give up Donovan for that, then you're not untouchable.
Well, for instance, there are people in town who would give up Evan Mobley for Giannis.
Right, which would ergo make him not untouchable.
When I say I would not do that,
That makes him untouchable to you.
Of anyone that I should, and I think Giannis is tremendous, and I would love to watch Giannis play 41 home games here in Cleveland. But there's no higher bar than I can set than Donovan, or than Giannis when it comes to a fellow big in Evan Mobley. With Donovan, it is, I mean, Jaylen Brown. I know we're talking maybe combo guard versus wing, but okay, there's a trade I would very seriously consider. That's one that I thought of off the cuff that might make sense for both teams.
Well, what's fun about it is that in the NBA, you can have these type of exercises. You know, in baseball, for instance, I can't have a conversation where it's like, hey, what would happen if the Guardians offered Jose Ramirez for Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
Just does not happen. Never happens in that league. It is a complete non-starter. You just wouldn't see it, especially based off the money attached to Shohei Ohtani and everything else. No, a free agency is how you acquire massive names in that sport. But in the NBA, we can have a Giannis for Mobley discussion, and there's a little bit of reality that could be baked into it. When you just watch Luka during the middle of the season get traded to Los Angeles, it's like everyone's on the table in the NBA.
Even in the NFL, just to support your point, the two best quarterbacks in the NFL, according to PFF, are Joe Burrow versus Pat Mahomes. We're clearly never going to have the, would you trade Patrick Mahomes for Joe Burrow? Because it's not based in reality. The league movement for quarterbacks doesn't work that way.
It just doesn't.
Like, would you trade Joe Burrow for Josh Allen?
No, I wouldn't. Ooh, and, you know, I've always liked Joe Burrow. And I'm trading Joe Burrow for Josh Allen?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I need to go backwards. Sorry, I misunderstood
it. So you wouldn't trade Josh Allen for Joe Burrow?
I'm keeping Josh Allen in the scenario, okay. And I would be willing to send off Joe Burrow for Josh Allen. Like, in the NFL, the only thing that's going to happen, like, let's bring Joe Burrow into the equation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If Joe Burrow gets injured another year, you know what happens in Cincinnati?
They
They just have to get a nice pick. They have to start thinking about, like, all right, what other quarterbacks we need to start drafting and figuring this out, because our guy can't stay healthy. Like, you still have Joe Burrow, though. You're not getting rid of Joe Burrow. It's just you're having a better plan B, and you're
making up for the backup quarterbacks.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were like, a year from now, if Joe Burrow gets injured, we're gonna have to be thinking about long term how do we move off of Joe Burrow.
What they do is now understand that you have very expensive homeowners insurance, okay? Now you are the place that's gonna be paying the premium, because your guy might not be able to stay healthy, but when healthy, he's one of the best.
216-474-0092.
What do you see down there?
Everything.
In the middle of the 2 o'clock segment, you waved to somebody down there.
Oh, no, that was Julie, our salesperson.
I assumed
and
it
then
was
she
somebody.
Didn't see it, because I saw she had a bum foot, and I was like, oh, that's awful.
Don't you get extra credit if, like, you're on the air doing a segment, and you're like, hey,
I
like you enough for hey.
If she had looked up. But Julie did not look up.
You were waving to one of the people that have a dog in the building, and
you know
you've
me really well,
because
I do. I become friend. And if you have a dog in the Halley building, I at least am friends with your dog.
And it's got nothing to do with you as a person.
You might not know it, but me and your dog, we vibed in our passings, and I'm about that pup.
You are very fun around dogs, because you melt.
I melt.
You melt in such a fun way.
So dogs.
You could be in the middle of yelling, like, hey, Mac, I can't believe you did X, Y, and Z today. And then you see a dog. Oh, look at the little puppy.
All right, seriously.
Look at the little doggy.
If anybody ever wants to stop me in my tracks in the middle of a rage fit.
Aren't you a good
bring
boy?
Bring a puppy, like bring a good dog in here, or bring like a baby, and I will just lose. Vanessa got so embarrassed. We were in the middle of Walmart, and there was a little baby that was just like beeline to me, because he had never seen a human being as big as me before. And we just sat there just like, what's up, dude? And the mom was like, oh, that was so nice. And meanwhile, Vanessa's like, you know, you can't just talk to other people's kids. And I'm like,
kids seem to be enjoying it.
I don't like the inference of what you're saying there when we have three kids together.
I told you, it's an odd thing since having Charlotte. Little kids now smile at me. And I think it's because I now look at little kids like, oh, you can remind me of when my daughter was just newborn.
I think I remind them of Mike Wazowski. Not Mike Wazowski, Sully. Sully, yeah. Because at first they're like, who is this mammoth human? And then I smile and they're like, oh, he's a good dude. Come on over here, Sully, big bastard.
He was good PR for massive humans.
For large human beings, yeah. Broad-shouldered, hairy humans. I was trying to figure out what word, because Sully isn't a human.
And Chewbacca didn't do it for people.
Hey, easy on the Chewy slander. The Peterlin Pass.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, the Peterlin Pass this week is going to go to the casual sports fan for not being invested into Scotty Scheffler's career. He is the Mike Trout of golfers. Prison made him exciting for a brief amount of time. But, Nick, he won another tournament this weekend, the Memorial Jacks Tournament. That is back-to-back wins at the Memorial. Since May 4th, he has the same number of wins as the Rockies with three. Scotty Scheffler in the last 40 months, 19 wins. That's more than Jordan Spieth's career. 36 top threes, more than Jason Day's career. 52 top tens, more than Max Homa's career. Three majors, more than Dustin Johnson's career. And in the last 40 months alone, has made more than Phil Mickelson made in his entire PGA career.
It's almost like a rival golf league took away, I don't know, 20% of the top golfers.
Nobody watches that league.
Well, no, but my point is, yeah, it's probably a little bit easier to win a tournament right now. No?
No, I don't buy that. You know, I watch golf way too much to just let that slide.
Why?
So Bryson DeChambeau is great. There's no arguing that. Bryson's great. Yeah. Is he as good as Scottie Scheffler? No. But outside of that, the LIV Tour is all their guys are getting older is what it's come down to. Koepka's not the same as he used to be. It doesn't have the dearth of talent, but the PGA Tour still does. So Scotty winning this week, like, you can make an argument the stretch that Scotty's on, because the talent is so large. And is that such a premium is as impressive as what Tiger has done, but he legitimately is the best golfer since Tiger Woods, and nobody cares.
Dustin Johnson, Patrick
Reed. Not good anymore.
Bryson DeChambeau, how can you tell?
They're playing overseas.
Sergio Garcia.
How can I tell?
Mickelson does stink. Kevin Na. Sorry,
you didn't.
John Rahm. My point is,
John Rahm is great. I forgot about John Rahm. John Rahm is great.
All those guys are guys who would be in the top 10 path.
Not all those guys. Bryson and John
Johnson would.
No, he wouldn't. Dustin Johnson's cooked at this point.
How can you
He's
say
old.
That?
He's been hanging out with Paulina Gretzky for too long.
But
the Gretzky family got them
all. We should all be so lucky.
They got them all.
She sapped his powers.
Well, I was gonna make a pink cocaine joke, but we decided not to do that. We audibled out, but then I mentioned it, so we really didn't. We didn't really.
Sound like we audible did.
Away from that one.
I mean, he was his last year.
What are you gonna try?
In 2020,
that was half of a decade ago.
My point is, the last
in
time
golf, you go quick.
But the last time that he competed in the PGA constantly. It was one, tied for two, tied for six.
I appreciate you embracing debate here, but it's just not. Dustin Johnson's nowhere close. But
Scottie Scheffler's a nothing burger. I'm sorry to say.
So that's the point, is that you get the pass. He's on this ridiculous stretch. Again, as many wins as the Rockies have had since May 4th, he's tearing the golf course apart. And he's doing it so in such a magnificently impressive way, and nobody cares, Nick.
I bet
nobody cares.
I bet you if you took out...
I bet you
took out the other five top-rated radio stations in America. I bet you there's like the sixth-rated New York City.
Your live comparison is like taking Oklahoma City sports talk away. It's like we'll live. We'll be okay. Yeah, maybe we took like a good city here.
You talked the top two country stations out, the sports station, the R&B station. I bet you the rock station would do really well there.
Now, there's still too many good players. The point is that he's on this great run.
Foreigner.
And nobody, you know, like the the thing on Twitter where it's like exciting whites, and it's for the section of wine. Anytime Alex Caruso makes a play, it's like exciting whites.
Yeah,
he's boring white section. Okay, it's awful. I never thought personality mattered more than when it came to Mike Trout and sucking the soul out of baseball in many ways for being the baseball's best player while having no personality. Scottie Scheffler has done that here for golf.
I think it's because he's competing with a diluted talent pool. 216-474-0092. Where are you? Do you side with Peterlin on the Peterlin pass or agree Scottie Scheffler's numbers are tainted? That was pretty hard there. Yeah. The Guardians might have the best problem to have. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
The Peterlin pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.